And yet, we never took a taxi. If we missed the subway, we would walk for miles. Taxis were hard to find and expensive. We were priced out. Second, about innovation in the service industry. When incumbent taxi companies were forced to compete with new platforms, they suddenly discovered that clients appreciated bottles of water and the ability to charge a cell phone, and that basic politeness did not cost that much. These were not high-tech innovations, but they certainly improved the experiences of clients. Uber and its ilk may have many downsides: non-compliance with labor laws, an increase in traffic congestion, but they also illustrate the basic virtues of competition. Nothing improves customer service quite like the threat of a new competitor. Competition encourages investment and pushes businesses to innovate, either to improve the quality of goods and services they sell, or to find ways to reduce the cost of providing these goods and services. From an economic perspective, higher quality and lower cost are two sides of the same coin, and both count as technological progress. In advanced economies, however, the link between competition and innovation is complex and depends on property rights, patents, and market structure. This is why we need to build good theories and to study the data carefully, as we will do in the next chapters. Competition and inequality. Competition encourages growth, and probably equality too. It encourages growth because it leads to higher output and employment. It also reduces inequality because competition increases wages and decreases profit margins. Hence, in a competitive economy, payouts, dividends, shares buybacks, are small relative to labor income. Since financial capital, ownership of financial claims, mostly stocks and bonds, tends to be more unequally distributed than human capital, your labor and your education, it follows that a more competitive economy is also likely to be less unequal. Before discussing the more complicated connections between competition and inequality, it makes sense to pause for a moment to define the term rent as it applies to economics. A rent is a payment received by the owner of an asset, human or physical, material or immaterial, in excess of the cost of reproducing or recreating that asset. For instance, if a good that can be produced for $10 is sold for $15 because it is protected by a patent, then the rent to the patent holder is $5.